Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about our last two topic. First one is demographic transition theory of population growth, and second one is population control measures. You know, we are already study about world population distribution, density and growth, and you know, day by day already population is increased very rapidly. That is why Sir Warren Thompson in the year 1929, explained an important theory regarding population growth and socioeconomic growth in our society. That particular theory name is demographic transition theory. Here, demographic means population related, transition means change. That means demographic transition theory is a theory which is used to describe and predict the future population of any country or region. This theory indicates the change in birth rate and death rate and consequently on the growth rate of population. Basically, this theory indicates level of economic and sociocultural development in our society. You know, this kind of demographic changes occur in basically three stages as per your book. But in the further study, in the year 1966, Biju Garnier, important philosopher Biju Garnier, modified Warner Thompson demographic transition theory. And he explained total five stages of demographic transitions. The five stages of demographic transitions name are: first stage, high stationary stage. Second stage, early expanding stage. Third stage, late expanding stage. Fourth stage, low stationary stage. And fifth stage is declining stage. But in your book, there is only four stages, and that is under stage 1, 2, and 3. Stage 1 in your book, that is high fluctuating stage. Stage 2 is expanding stage, and stage 3 is low fluctuating stage. So as I compare these two stages, these three stages, and I am explaining the five stages, these are quite same. Look, here is a high stationary stage means high fluctuating stage. Early expanding and late expanding combinedly is called expanding stage in your book. And low stationary stage is called low fluctuating stage in your book. So you can study both the things, my material and book also. So first of all, I have to say according to book. Now I am going to discuss the stages of demographic transition theory. First is high fluctuating stage or high stationary stage. You know, in first stage, high fluctuating stage, the birth rate is very high and death rate is also very high. In case, this stage only exists in few remote groups of our society, basically the tribal community and backward regions. In this case, a birth rate and death rate both are high. That is why population growth is slow. That means the natural increase of population is stable or slow increase. Basically, the reason behind this high birth and high death rate because of many children needed for farming. Many children die at early age. Religious and social encouragement is very high. And there is no family planning. These are the problems of this first stage. Even after the reason for the change in death rate because of disease, famine, poor medical knowledge, so many children die at early. These are the important feature of first stage. So again I repeat, in first stage, high fluctuating or high stationary stage, birth rate is very high, death rate is very high. That is why natural increase of population is stable or very slow increase. This stage found in the backward region, especially in the tribal community and the rainforest regions. the reason for the change in birth rate, like many children need for farming, many children die at early age, religious and social encouragement is very high, and including there is no family planning. That means fertility rate is very high. The reason behind the change of death rate is disease, poor family conditions, famine. These are the important features of first stage. The second stage of demographic transition theory, that is called early expanding stage. Early expanding stage. In this stage, birth rate is high, but death rate falls rapidly. That is why natural increase of population is very rapid increase. Example like Egypt, Kenya, India, Bangladesh, these are. The reason behind the change in birth rate is basically many children needs for farming, many children die at early age, religious and social encouragement, and there is no family planning. This point is same as the first stage. Next one is reason for change in death rate in second stage, that is improved in medical care, water supply and sanitation, and that is why fewer children are die. That is why there is death rate falls rapidly. The third stage is late expanding stage. In the late expanding stage, birth rate is falling. Death rate falls more than birth rate. That means death rate is greater than birth rate. That is why natural increase is slow down. That means population growth is slow down. And the reason behind the high birth rate or birth rate is falling because improved medical facilities, diet, that is why the good health conditions. And death rate as well is changed because improved medical facilities and other things. Many examples are like Sri Lanka, Brazil, etc. Next stage is low fluctuating stage or low stationary stage. In this stage, birth rate is low and death rate is also low. That is why we found the stable population growth or slow increase like first stage. So look in this part, first stage and last stage, both are stable population or slow increase of population. But the difference is in first stage because of this high birth and high death, and last stage, that means fourth stage, is low stage of birth and low stage of death. So that is a basic difference between first stage and fourth stage. You know, in fourth stage, low fluctuating stage, the birth rate is changed because of family planning, good health and improving status of women and late marriage. And reason for death rate change is good health facilities, modern lifestyle, reliable food supply and human welfare and wellness is good. That is why the fourth stage is called low fluctuating or low stationary stage. Basically, developed countries like USA, Japan, France, UK are exist under this stage of population growth. You know, many of the scientists as well as the psychologists and sociologists explain fifth stage of demographic transition. That stage is called declining stage. Declining means, I already explained you, that is negative population growth. That means, look, birth rate is very low and that is lower than death rate. That means in declining stage, birth rate is lower than death rate. You know, example I already explained in the previous explanations, population growth is minimum in Andorra, that is -3%. These are the examples of declining population demographic transition stages. You know, the reason behind the high level of development, there is over control on population growth and population policy and livelihood. And specifically in this stage, women try to engage their work only. That is why there is no as such found of family planning as well. So, in the declining stage of demographic transition theory, that is called natural decrease of population, because birth rate is lower than death rate. Examples like Germany, Andorra, etc. So, I provide you a PDF of image of demographic transition's fifth stage of explanations, where the red line indicates the total population, the black line indicates the death rate, and the bluish ash line indicates the birth rate, and the greenish color indicates the natural increase, and the sky blue color is called natural decrease of populations. Look in this diagram. In first stage, death rate and birth rate both are quite similar. Even after, if you see in the low stationary or low fluctuating stage last portion, there is also you found birth rate and death rate is quite parallel to each other. That is why we found this two stage stable population. So if the question came, which stage of demographic transitions you found the stable population, your answer will be two. First stage, high fluctuating stage, and last stage, that is low fluctuating stage. But keep in mind, the reason is different. In first stage, high birth and high death, and the last stage, the growth is stable because low birth and low death rate. This is total about demographic transition theory. You know, this demographic transition theory also explains how rural agrarian region evolved into an urban industrial sector through this development stage. Look, an example, if we follow the stage 1 to last stage, we see stage 1 belongs to very remote region, very underdeveloped. Stage 2 basically expanding stage, that is developing country. And stage 4 or 5 basically highly developed countries. That is why Asia have very rapid growth of population, because Asia comes under early expanding stage where high birth rate but low death rate. Last thing I have to explain, the population control measures. You know, this is a high time to control population, because you know already world population is 7.8 billion 2020, and overall world population growth is 1.2%. That means 1.2% per family. Even after India's population growth annual is 1.64%, and maximum population growth is found in South Sudan, that is 3.83% annually. You know, that is why we need to control population. In this regard, there is an important theory exists that is called population growth theory of Sir Thomas Robert Malthus. In the year 1793, Sir Thomas Robert Malthus explained a theory of population growth, and he said population increases in geometric progression like 2, 4, 8, 16, 64, etc., etc. And the food production increases like arithmetic progression, like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, etc. And he assumed that one day will come when there is huge food scarcity or food gap will be occurred in our society because of this high rate of population growth. That is why he proposed two important population control measures. This population control results are like, first one is positive check or natural check, and second one is preventive check. The first he termed as positive check or natural check. That means any natural reason or natural calamities or any natural evolvement when population is declining, like earthquake, epidemics, like you know coronavirus nowadays, wars, famine, food scarcity, flood, etc. Because of this situation, when naturally population is controlled, because of death rate is high and birth rate is low, that is called positive check or natural check. Positive check means without enforcement of human activity, all natural element can control the population growth is called positive check. And preventive check is the second one. That means human prevention. The precautions we take to control population, that is called preventive check. Like late marriage or late marriage, celibacy, self-restraint, family planning properly, government policies. These all things are called preventive check by humans. So this positive and preventive check, if we follow properly, then world population can be checked. Otherwise, one day will come. Then there is a huge problem occurred in our society, like population increasement. And because of that situation, you know, unemployment and inflations will increase. And that time there will be no job. Till now in India, among 22% of youth of India is unemployed nowadays. 22%. And you know, in this corona period of time, after the corona is over, then according to World Bank, there will be more than 12 crore populations will be jobless. That is why it is high time to control the population. This is a total chapter. So in this chapter, first you have to study the population distribution, population density, important data like population growth, different type of population growth and high population, low population, etc. Natural growth, actual growth, positive growth, negative growth, how to calculate population growth, trends of population growth, components of population growth like crude birth rate, crude death rate, CBR, CDR, migration, push factor, pull factor, demographic transition stages, and specifically population control measures. Thank you.